Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I used to take 7 vitamin supplements, and I still felt sluggish at times. But with Balance of Nature, I don't feel sluggish at all. Don't do what I did. I took 7 different supplements, vitamin supplements, and they really didn't help in the long run. I still felt sluggish. But with Balance of Nature, I have the extra boost of energy, and I thank you. Thank you all again. I really, really mean it.
What are you waiting for? Good health is just a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
The corruption trial for U.S. Senate Democrat Bob Menendez continues, and according to court testimony, Menendez never listed private air flights on his financial disclosure form. Scott Pringle reports from New York.
Robert Kelly, he's a top aide to Menendez, and he fills out the senator's financial disclosure forms. Well, yesterday in court, Kelly testified the New Jersey senator never told him about flights and a Paris hotel room that the Democrat accepted from a Florida doctor, and those items were never put on the financial disclosure form. Well, Kelly said he didn't think the senator needed to document those items because the doctor is Menendez's longtime friend. Menendez is on trial for allegedly accepting bribes from the doctor in exchange for political favors.
The fourth day in the trial of an illegal immigrant charged with murdering a San Francisco woman's getting underway as yesterday jurors in the trial saw a surveillance video of the moment 32-year-old Kate Steinle was fatally shot on a pier in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
Get the best night's sleep of your life with a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, and you'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 100% machine washable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. How can you lose? Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
They're setting the stage for what could be fierce debate on tax cuts in the next few weeks. Tax reform, of course, the top priority of President Trump as well as congressional Republicans.
Tax reform represents the single most important thing we can do today to get the economy reaching for its full potential.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying yesterday comprehensive tax reform is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, but Democrats are arguing the Republican tax plans would explode federal deficits and are not actually giving the middle class much of a break. New security rules on flights heading to the United States are taking effect. The new measures include airline workers interviewing both American and foreign passengers. U.S. officials coming up with the rules to avoid imposing an in-cabin ban on laptops. The brother of Las Vegas mass shooter Stephen Paddock is under arrest on child pornography charges. Bruce Paddock was taken into custody yesterday in North Hollywood at an assisted living facility. A felony complaint says the 58-year-old had over 600 explicit images of children and had been swapping pornography online. And more now on that Houston Astro victory last night. They outlasted the Dodgers 7-6 in 11 innings to win Game 2 of the World Series in L.A. So the series will now switch over to Houston for Game 3 coming up tomorrow. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about 7 low-cost ways to improve customer retention. I'll discuss 5 new cybersecurity tools for businesses. I'll have 5 financing types to help you prep for the holiday season and 5 fresh social media content ideas for your small business. It's Thursday, October 26, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and you too, Phil Kornbluth. Thanks for joining me, and it's time for another edition of Taking Care of Business. My name is Jim Gano, the host of the program and the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, New Jersey, and for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small, both here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we take a look at the weather. It's currently 57 degrees. It's 12:06, and the forecast shows that today it'll be partly cloudy and cooler with a shower possible, a high of 60 degrees and a low of 36. For tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy and pleasant with a high of 64 and a low of 41. For Saturday, it'll be clear and partly cloudy, nice with a high of 71 and a low of 57. And for Sunday, we're going to have rain throughout the day with a high of 65 and a low of 44 with some flooding possible. And a current check of the financial market shows that the Dow is currently up 76.04 to 23,405.50. The NASDAQ up 5.85 to 6569.74. S&P 500 is up 5.88 to 2563.08. Oil up 3 cents to $52.21 per barrel. Gold is down $5.30 to $1,273.70 an ounce. I'd like to thank all those folks on Facebook who are watching right now, including James Field. And you are now up to date. Now it's time to listen to the rest of the program at www.hunterdonchamberradio.com or on your digital player at WHCR-DB. All right, time to get into the program. Once again, welcome and thank you for joining me on another Thursday, another episode of Taking Care of Business. You know, we've talked a lot on the program about my buddy Larry Wingate, who's a author and irritational speaker, and he just posted on Facebook a kind of a funny story in that he was on the elevator and a gentleman looked at him, and Larry's known for his wild shirts, wild boots and things like that, and the guy looks at him and he says, "What are you, a magician?" Not realizing who he was talking to. I'm hoping that the gentleman is attending the conference that Larry's speaking at today in front of 1,000 contractors. I think that would be hysterical if the gentleman saw the magician on stage doing his seminars that he does on basically just about everything. If that's why he doesn't build himself as a motivational speaker, but rather as an irritational speaker. And I love Larry. He's a great guy, and so hopefully he'll get a couple of laughs in the room for that as well. At this time of the program, I'd like to remind everybody that we now have a Facebook page up for the program. It's called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. So go out, find that page, like it, follow it, and then you'll get updates throughout the week on anything that pertains to business that may or may not affect you. But if it's something that's going to affect business short-term, long-term, immediately, we put it there first. And then, of course, we begin every program with what we call the business quote of the week. And this week, it comes from a gentleman named George Adair. And this is a really good one, and one that I think is probably, when I get up and I speak in front of groups, this is the one, the biggest stumbling block that people tell me they have. So here's the quote. It says, "Everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear." George Adair is the one with the quote. "Everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear." When I talk to people in business and I ask them what's holding them back, a lot of times it's fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of lack of knowledge. You know, will I make a mistake? Well, of course, you might make a mistake. I hope you do, because you're going to learn from it and you're going to be better for it. But think about what you want out of your business. Think about what you want out of anything, out of your relationships, anything. The only thing holding you back is that fear. And once you push through it, think of a brick wall, if you will. Once you push through that fear and you survive it, which most often people do, you're going to be better off for it, and you'll be able one step closer to attaining everything that you've ever wanted. So again, today's business quote, everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear. So don't be afraid. Just go for it. And hopefully you'll be able to push through and then come out a little stronger on the other side. I was talking the other night in front of a bunch of business people, and I asked them a simple question. And it revolves around the business quote of the week. I said, what is your favorite quote? What is a quote that you can quote to me right now, and it applies in your life, whether it's in business, in your personal life? What is it? So a couple of people gave some great lines and great answers and all that stuff. And then I challenged them to an exercise, and I said, okay, now what I want you to do is I want to hear a quote that you come up with. I mean, this may be something you say all the time. It may be something you're thinking all the time, but you've never really written it down. So I'm looking for your quote that will motivate others, your inspiration about sales, about leadership, about motivation, whatever it may be. Got a lot of good ones. And it's an exercise that as I do more and more of those programs, I'm going to start incorporating into it, because I think, you know, we hear Vince Lombardi, you know, winning's not a sometimes thing, it's an all-time thing. You know, there's so many different quotes, and that's why I include them into the program here. But sometimes I think that there's some hidden gems out there amongst us that, you know, we're just not sharing with people, or we don't let them know. And I told them that when I was in college, I had written down a quote, and it really laid the groundwork for how I approach everything. I'm a goal-driven person. I always have been. And so I look towards the end goal. What do I want to accomplish? What do I need to do? And then I work towards that. And I work tirelessly towards that until I achieve it. So what I wrote down, and I had found this on a piece of paper a few months ago when we were cleaning out the basement, it said, you must make a goal for yourself. Once you accomplish this goal, you are not done. You must make another and go for it. And that's how I've lived and how I've run my businesses all along. Making goals, achieving those goals, and moving on to the next. Sometimes the goals are very small. Sometimes they're as high as, you know, K2 and Mount Everest. But whatever you're approaching, make a goal, make a plan, work tirelessly towards it. And then when you finally accomplish that, you don't just sit back and say, great, I did that. Go make another goal and then go work just as hard towards that one. I always tell people that every day I accomplish the goal that I set for myself the night before. And it sounds stupid, but you have to understand the mentality. I make a goal for myself every night when I go to bed. And that goal is very simply to wake up in the morning. Now, if I accomplish that, if I wake up in the morning, I've already accomplished the first thing I set out to do in that day. So I'm already on the path of knocking down the goal pins, if you will. And if I don't wake up on a certain day, well, it's not really going to matter all that much, is it? So just a simple outlook on how I approach things. But everything I do in business, in life, is about goals and, you know, striving to achieve that goal and all of the steps and planning that go with that. So hopefully that's something that you may be able to incorporate into the way you approach your day as well. When we come back, we're going to step away and take a little bit of a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about 7 low-cost ways to improve your customer retention. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. My name is Jim Gannot, the host and the owner of Crown Trophy in Flemington. So glad you could join us. And lately, I know the name says Crown Trophy of Flemington, but it seems like lately the business should be renamed to our Custom Apparel Division because they're just cranking it right now. We had added an embroidery machine a couple of weeks ago. We still do the silk screening and the transfers and just getting orders aplenty. So glad that people are seeing that business unit as a resource for them, and they're counting on the fact that we've always done good work for them in the awards, and now they're applying that to apparel. So glad that we can help with that and hopefully become, you know, the go-to place for apparel and custom imprinted apparel in the future. So before the break, I mentioned 7 low-cost ways to help improve your customer retention. Now, we talk a lot on this program about customer service, and we talk about your staff and how it's so important that everybody from the phone call to the person at the reception desk is putting the company first. Even if they're having a horrible day, a horrible week, a horrible month, once they're working for you and they're sitting behind that desk or they're on that phone, it has to come through that this is the person who just called or the person who just walked in is so lucky because they just found you. They can't answer the phone like, thank you for calling XYZ company. Or they can't, you know, be at the reception desk and say, what? You know, they have to be, good morning, welcome, thank you, for calling, things like that. You have to be up. You have to be on your game. I talked about it last week, how you always have to be on, somewhat like a performer. So there's 7 low-cost ways that you can help your customer retention and your customer experience. But keeping your existing customers is just as important as finding new ones. These customer retention strategies can help you keep your existing clients loyal. Now, for most businesses, your most valuable and your least expensive customer is the one that you already have. Your existing customers have been through the sales cycle. They understand your offerings, and they require less to convert, both financially and from your team. Customer retention is an important piece to creating a profitable business. So again, here are 7 low-cost tactics that you can implement to help keep your existing customers on board with you longer. First, you have to monitor your customer retention rates. Now, you can help improve customer retention by understanding your numbers. This means figuring out how many of your customers are new versus returning and then tracking their progress for an extended period of time. So how many of you actually do that? You know that Mrs. Smith comes in once a month. That's retention because she's there. But what if Mrs. Smith doesn't come in 1 month and then doesn't come in a second month? Now she's a fall off. Where did you go wrong? How can we make Mrs. Smith come back? Are you keeping track of who comes through the door. And one way to do this is by implementing a customer relationship management system, or a CRM system. It's a tool that captures customer data as they interact with your company. You can track your customers, who your customers are, how frequently they purchase from you, and the marketing channels that brought them in. Having this data can help you serve your customers better by identifying opportunities to respond to their needs faster. There are a variety of CRM systems in the market that can match your company's needs and budget. The simplest one is QuickBooks. Run a report. Sales for the month of January, sales for the month of February, sales for the month of March. Are you seeing similar names? Are people coming in just once a year because it's an annual type of thing? Another great customer database is ACT, A-C-T with an exclamation mark. Here, you input information. So if they come in on September 1st and they make a purchase, in that database, show what they purchased. You know, how much was it for? And then if you're looking for your retention, you can start to scroll through the database and see, well, this person comes in pretty much on a regular basis. These are the people you want to target. Number two, you want to look for trends and then adjust your marketing strategy accordingly. Now, once you understand who your customers are, you can start to look for trends. One way to do this is by evaluating segments of your customer base that have commonalities. For example, if you find a particular demographic making more purchases than others, see if they represent a new persona to explore. You can then share the data with your marketing team so that they can create targeted campaigns for the newly identified group. Some customers may be interested in returning but have forgotten about you, or they lost touch. So staying top of mind means keeping in touch. If, while evaluating customer segments, you find that a group who all came from a particular campaign, say a marketing channel or an email blast, have low retention rates, it may be an indicator that those marketing efforts aren't working. You can then share this information with your team so that they can make adjustments. Number three, and probably most important, you have to offer a great customer experience. Customers decide not to return to a business for a number of reasons, but a negative experience is one of the more common ones. To help repair a bad customer experience, first ensure your customer support team is trained and empowered to resolve customer concerns quickly. Make sure they have access to an updated knowledge base, products, services, training, and the latest details on new releases. Second, consider adding support reviews to your customer service process. During these reviews, you can have a member of your team analyze customer feedback, which could be in the form of surveys, support tickets, calls, etc., and then report issues to the cross-functional leadership team. This review can happen as frequently as needed, but I recommend having at least one quarterly. Once an issue is resolved, you can reach back out to the customers who reported it and let them know, and this reminds them that you're still there and that you care. Number four, give your customers a personalized experience. Now, according to a 2016 survey by Accenture, where more than 1,500 consumers between the ages of 18 and 60 across the United States and the UK were surveyed about their online shopping behavior and preferences, customers prefer companies that offer them a personalized experience. For example, 56% of surveyed consumers were more likely to shop at a retailer in-store or online that recognizes them by name. And 65% of respondents were more likely to shop at a retailer in-store or online that know their purchase history. In this day and age, personalization not only matters, it's expected. And businesses may want to include some form of personalization in their marketing and operational efforts to keep up. Consider adding automated communication bases on your CRM databases, such as birthdays, anniversaries, and include kids' birthdays, etc., to send out notifications, for example, of a birthday discount code. You can also send targeted emails based on where the customer is in the purchasing process. Five, and most important, you have to provide value to your customers. Now, one of the reasons why customers return is because they find value in your offering. Think about what you're selling. Does your offering provide value to the consumer? Does it work properly? Does it meet your marketing promises? Is it a competitor in its space? If the answer to any of these questions is no, then it may be time to reevaluate what you're selling and make adjustments that may help increase demand. If the answer to these questions is yes, then consider reevaluating your marketing materials and making sure you're communicating your product's value proposition appropriately. And you want to invite your customers back. Immediately after a customer makes a purchase, consider inviting them back. It can be as simple as saying, "Thanks for coming. We're looking forward to seeing you back next week." Or you can give them a specific reason to return, such as the dates for an upcoming sale, a discount off their next purchase, or a personal invite to an event. And you want to stay in touch. Some customers may be interested in returning but have forgotten about you, or they've lost touch with you. May or may not be your fault, but staying top of mind means keeping in touch. So consider sending out a regular newsletter, blogging about topics of interest to them, and keeping your social media channels up to date. This can help remind your customers about you when they're ready to buy. That's key because, you know, if I always tell people when I do my newsletters, I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm giving information. I'm letting them know about possibly a new service, or I'm telling them about, you know, a big job we just completed or something like that, but I'm usually not really selling anything. I don't go out there and I say, hey, you have to buy the Magnitude today. It's all about keeping in touch. I know that when I send an email at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning on the third week of November, that many people may not need to buy trophies and apparel on the third Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning. But by continually doing this at a regular interval, and people seeing our logo, our name, our phone number, when they do need to purchase that type of material, hopefully, because we've created that front-of-mind presence, they're thinking about us first. Let's talk about customer service just a little bit more and why it's such a big deal. And be clear, customer service is a big deal, especially today when consumers have so many choices. So here are a couple of statistics that I found that I think emphasize why customer service is so important. 78% of consumers have bailed on a transaction because of poor customer service. 67% of customers mentioned bad experiences as a reason for churn. 86% of consumers are willing to pay up to 25% more for a better customer experience. 39% of consumers avoid businesses for more than 2 years after a negative experience. And don't assume that just because you don't hear negative feedback from your customers that they're all happy. Only 1 out of 26 unhappy customers actually complains, according to the Customer Experience magazine. The rest simply find someplace else to do business with. On the other hand, happy customers are loyal, returning customers. So here are three easy ways to make sure your customer service game is up to par. First, and this is something that very few people do, but it's an essential part of your business, blind shop your own business. This is the best way to get a true idea of what your customer experience is like. Call and pretend to be a prospect, or send a friend into your store as if they're going to make a purchase and see how they are treated, and then get positive feedback. Number two, record phone calls into your business. Use a call recording service to listen to how your staff handles incoming leads. Using a unique call tracking number on all your marketing pieces will do this for you. Plus, tell you how many calls your marketing has generated, which helps you understand which marketing efforts are getting you the best results. I can't tell you how valuable this service is. We've done call tracking in the past on our advertising or call to action numbers, and it's been extremely helpful for my customers too. One of my clients used a call tracking number on their advertising, and when they listened to the calls, they learned that the receptionist was literally turning people away. I'm going to get back to that in a minute. And third, you want to reward great service. Now, one of the best ways I've found to ensure excellent customer service is to validate and reward your employees when they do it well. You don't have to shower employees with gifts just for doing their jobs. Even just an acknowledgement, especially if it's in front of the rest of the staff, is nice and appreciated. So make sure that if they're doing their job the correct way, that you reward that behavior and do it in front of everybody so that when everybody sees this is the standard, hopefully they'll all fall in line. Getting back to the part where the receptionist was literally turning people away. Like I said at the beginning of the program, if you're having a bad day, your customer doesn't care. They just want to do business with you. So if you treat them rudely, harshly, they'll find somewhere else to go. Same for all of your staff. And you have to let them know. And I had so many employees over the years that will say, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I was out late last night. Or what? I don't care what the excuse is. I have a migraine. I get migraines 3 to 4 days a week. I still show up every day. And I do it with a smile on my face. And I'll fake it. And my customer doesn't have to know. If it's debilitating, obviously, stay home. Feel better. And then if you can come in, great. And if not, then, you know, just stay home. You know, lose a day. But when your employees bring their personal problems to the job, and it starts affecting how they work and how they interact with the customers, just remove them from the situation. You know what? Today may not be the best day for you to be working in customer service. Go do this project instead. I'll handle the customers today. Or get them to snap out of it. But very often when the customer can sense if there's, you know, if there's hostility, maybe a person got in a fight at home and then they bring it home and they're bringing it to work and they're still angry, they sense that hostility. They don't want to deal with somebody like that. If your employees are, I can't tell you how many times an employee has told me, I'm so tired today. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to get through the day. Well, either caffeinate yourself up or go home because you're not going to be any helpful to me. And the customer doesn't want to deal with somebody like that. Years ago when I was working at the radio station WBRW down in Bridgewater, I was the interim general manager there. And we had a guy on the air, and his name was Mike, and he would get on the air and start his program. And, you know, your first 5 minutes, you want to set the tone for the show. You want, come on, good morning, everybody. And he would start with, oh, my hay fever is acting up today. I feel so bad. Oh, I can barely breathe. I couldn't stand it. I was driving in my car. This was before cell phones. And I couldn't get to Bridgewater fast enough to get this guy to shut the heck up. You're trying to entertain people, and here you are telling people how miserable you feel. What is your listener here? You feel miserable, then all of a sudden their elbow aches, and yeah, they got the sniffles and all that stuff. You're trying to make people feel better. Here he was making people feel worse. So I had to point that out to him so that he could stop that. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to have 5 financing types that can help you prep for the holiday season. Bet you didn't know about these. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
401Ks to me are very important, and they're important because that's one of the great benefits to the middle class. I didn't want that to go too far. That's why I ended it very quickly.
President Trump talking tax reform with reporters before boarding Marine One. The House clearing the way for tax reform by passing a federal budget outline. Tax cuts are dominating the debate over the budget plan, which cleared the Senate. Tax reform, the top priority of President Trump and congressional Republicans. A former FBI informant is free to talk after a gag order was lifted in the uranium investigation connected to the Obama administration and the Clintons. The Justice Department is doing so to allow the former informant to give information to congressional investigators. The investigation involves an Obama-era deal that allowed a Russian-backed company to gain control over 20% of the U.S. uranium supply. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you every Thursday at this time. I'm so glad you can join me. I was in my truck the other day, and that song came on, and I was tapping along, and I was singing along, and I go, man, this is a great song. I love this song. And I was like, well, you idiot. You play it every Thursday. You ought to know it. And then another time I heard it, and I was like, I was panicking because I thought I had to start talking about certain topics. But I still love that song. Let's talk about financing. And a lot of people may say, well, why are we talking about financing at the end of October? Because the next 2 months, the next 65 days, are going to determine whether or not you have a good year financially. So there's 5 financing types to help you prep for the holiday season. Now, if you're bracing for an uptick in inventory or staffing needs for the holidays, you can prepare by learning about your business financing options. Between Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Christmas, business owners have a lot to prepare for at the end of each calendar year. Holidays mean booming business for some small companies, but booming business can bring financial problems if the business fails to plan ahead. So to cover all your bases, you might consider getting business financing to cover the added cost of fully stocking or staffing your business as needed for the holiday season. The first step is to have a solid estimate of what you are going to need and where it's going to come from. Taking on more financing in anticipation of a seasonal uptick in sales is only worth it if profits from the increased sales exceed the cost of the financing. So here are four basic financing options you might consider for getting through a busy holiday season. First, extended trade terms. Now, if you need to finance inventory, asking your vendors and suppliers to extend your time to pay can give you some extra wiggle room to keep cash in the bank and still make on-time payments. If you currently have a payment deadline of 7 days after you receive supplies, for example, ask for an extension. Net 30, net 60, or 90 are common terms for businesses that can prove they pay on time. A tip for trade terms is to ask your supplier if they report to the business credit reporting agencies. If they do, you'll want to pay on time and get credit for it. That will help you build a strong business credit score. If they don't, ask them to report your payments and continue to pay on time. Strong business credit scores can make it easier to get great terms with current or future suppliers and vendors. Number two is a business line of credit. That's a good backup to have any time of year in case of emergencies. Gives you the flexibility to draw from a source of funds if you need it. You can imagine how handy this would be if business is particularly slow 1 month and you need to help cover bills, payroll, or if the holiday season calls for paying a seasonal employee that you don't have enough cash in the bank yet to pay. A business line of credit is also a great option if you're not sure you'll even need to borrow, but would like to have the option should something come up. You'll only pay interest on what you decide to borrow, and as you pay it back, your line of credit replenishes. A tip for businesses' lines of credit is to look for a provider that doesn't charge a monthly fee to keep the line open. Check with your bank to see if they offer a business line of credit, and note that online credit providers may be more expensive. You also want to could potentially work with small business credit cards. Similar to a line of credit, business credit cards give you room to make a purchase now and delay the payment for later. You only pay interest on the balance you carry on the card. Pay down the full balance on the card each 30-day period to avoid paying any interest. If you plan on carrying a balance, make sure you know where your activity on the card will be reported. You can use this information later, but it's very important with credit cards that if they're reporting to Experian, TransUnion, etc., and Equifax, that you know that up front, because if you go past 30 days, then they'll start doing negative reports. A tip for finding good business credit cards to protect your personal credit: avoid personal credit cards if you can, and look for cards with generous bonus offers and rewards so you can get rewarded for the money you're about to spend on holiday financing. Additional options for poor credit: poor business and personal credit scores can be a limiting factor on business financing. There are, however, options, but they can come at a cost. Less stringent requirements can mean a higher cost of funds. These options can still be a blessing for business owners with less than ideal credit in need of financing for the winter rush. Check your personal and business credit scores for free with a NAV account. A lot of businesses now, because of data breaches, are offering free credit scores. A lot of credit cards are as well. And make sure that it won't affect your score if you check. Number four is inventory financing. Now, inventory financing can be good for certain businesses that don't have the funds to cover stocking inventory before the holiday rush. Inventory financing is usually a short-term loan where the inventory purchase is used as collateral against the loan. These can come at a higher cost because the lender assumes that the effort that goes into liquidating the inventory will be higher than, say, liquidating a car, home, or a piece of equipment. A tip for funding good inventory financing: find out what your total cost per month will be before you take on this option and whether or not your lender allows early repayment. If you can pay the loan off early, you can save on interest payments. And five, personal credit cards. It's always a good idea to separate personal finances from business ones, but if you need financing and the above options don't work for you, then personal credit cards might. Credit cards offer some breathing room when you need to devote funds to getting ready for the holidays. Tips for using personal credit cards for business: pay down your credit card balances as much as you can to avoid bringing down your personal score even more because of a high debt usage. If you hit a month where cash flow is too tight to worry about a high balance, make sure to at least pay down the minimum balance to avoid a late payment. If you're responsible about paying your credit cards, you'll be taking steps to build your personal credit. So there's some unique ideas and different ways that you can help with short-term financing in order to get through the holidays. So hopefully those will help you as well. I have a couple of new, fresh social media content ideas for your small business that I wanted to share with you. And this is an area where people are frequently telling me that when it comes to social media marketing, they're either not doing it, or if they are doing it, they're not sure they're doing it right, or they don't do it because they don't know what to do. So hopefully these are some ideas that will help you in creating social media content. Now, when we talk about social media, we're talking Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and even Pinterest. But what the big mistake people are making that I see very often is they'll set up an account. Let's say it's an Instagram account, and then they will never post another picture. They do it on the first day. They do it for a couple of weeks, and then it goes away. And then people find the account, and they say, oh, look, you know, that boutique we just passed has, you know, a Pinterest account, or they have a Instagram account. And then they realize that after going in and looking at the pictures that everything is at least a year old. So keep it fresh. So keeping up with your social media feed can definitely be a challenge. But here are five format ideas that will help you post fresh, relevant content. Now, your followers on social media are interested in informative, entertaining, and important content. So are you posting the right kinds of content to keep followers engaged and coming back to support your small business? It's important for small business owners to properly utilize any social media platform they choose to showcase their business. Posts that aren't well thought out or high quality can actually harm a business rather than attract more customers to it. Beware of low-resolution photos, clickbait headlines, and posts where the only objective is selling services or products. Remember that only 20% of posts should relate to your business specifically. The other 80% should promote content that provides value to your followers but doesn't seek to only promote your business. The format of the content you share should also vary from post to post so as not to lose your customers' attention. Of course, coming up with fresh content ideas every day is easier said than done. Having a hard time deciding what to post? Mix up your social posting schedule and freshen up your social feed with these five format ideas. The first could be to use just a bulleted list. If you have a topic you want to discuss with your customers, information presented in paragraphs make it difficult for your followers to quickly gather information and continue scrolling through their feed. So try formatting the topic as a bulleted or numbered list with a quick sentence or two of a description followed by quick tips or steps. A home decor store, for instance, might list 8 DIY autumn decorating tips with photos and instructions on how to do it. The second is to post photo albums. Sharing photos doesn't mean sharing every photo you snap while on the job. Shareable photos need to be high quality and clearly display what your caption describes. If you're a contractor, before and after photos showing each phase of a project leading up to the finished product are easy ways to showcase your team's transformational work. And videos. This is the one that seems to be winning the social media wars when it comes to marketing. Videos are successful when shot with proper lighting and video recording techniques. Minimal background noise and conversation or discussion that stays on topic. Facebook Live's video is a great way to engage your followers and respond to their comments or questions as you receive them. So make sure you promote your live video ahead of time so that your followers can log in and post their comment at the right time. A local physical trainer could use a live video to thank customers for 10 years of support and answer any questions followers might have about diets or workout routines. You also want to share other pages. Connecting with other local businesses over social media is a great way to show that you're in touch with your community, and it also gives you a chance to be shared by other businesses' pages in return. Note of a new restaurant or handmade jewelry boutique that recently opened down the street? Introduce your neighbor by sharing their page on your account and inviting your followers to help you welcome them to the neighborhood. Send the owner a direct message to open conversation and provide them the opportunity to reciprocate or thank you publicly. And finally, you want to share articles. Sharing a link to an article or blog post from your website is a good way to notify your followers of an important update or new information. Preface the content in your post with a quick observation of, or your reaction to a direct quotation to introduce the topic and why you're sharing it. A vehicle repair facility could share a link to an article explaining why regular tune-ups are important as winter approaches, or an infographic sharing the life cycle of a car's tires. All right, so there you go. There's some great tips on how you can do some more social media marketing. The number one rule here, pick one, two, possibly three platforms. I recommend Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, and use them. And whatever you post on one, you can post on the other two. Do it at least on a weekly basis to keep yourself relevant with potential customers. When we come back, we're going to talk about five places where you can get a free logo for your small business. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me on this Thursday. A little cloudy here in Flemington. Cool front moving in, so it's going to be getting more autumn-like as we go through the next couple of days. It's going to be cool, and that's okay with me because still working on my son's house, and we've had nothing but great weather all summer. Not too hot, not too cold, not too rainy, so got a lot of work done, and we are in the home stretch of that project. Talked about getting a logo for your small business, and small businesses, and a lot of times when we talk about that, it's not only, if you're a shop on Main Street and you just have a name, it's the font that you use. And then is there a logo that kind of people will remember, things like that. Now, whether it's your website, your social media, your local directories, you need a logo to boost your business's visibility and to catch the customer's attention. Now, a few years ago, and this will only apply to people that were born before 1980, you didn't need a business logo in order to be easily found in the yellow pages, just a name. But today, customers looking for your products or services are browsing on their mobile phones or their laptops, and it's critical that you catch their attention with a logo that consistently represents your business's visual identity. Your business is listed on over 70 local directories across the internet. Having a personalized image that represents your business is vital to being recognized by your customers, no matter where they're finding you. A logo used consistently across your business website, social media, and online business listings boosts your visibility and your customers' confidence in finding you. To successfully represent your business, a logo should be well thought out, high resolution, and visually attractive. Now, if you're not sure how to design a logo that will adequately match an image to your business brand without breaking the bank or taking too much time to create, check out these five easy-to-use sites that will help you design a professional logo for free. The first is called Free Logo Design. You can choose from thousands of templates and then customize your logo with eye-catching colors, shapes, fonts, and more. Download your free logo to use it anywhere. The next is Canva. You can utilize Canva's beautiful professional designs to add a visual element to your company's identity. After selecting a template, add your own graphics and text and/or choose from Canva's free images. Graphic Springs, in just three easy steps, you can create your business logo and then make finishing touches to edit the colors, font, and effects. Once your logo is just right, save it to your computer and then use the image everywhere online. UCraft, which is the letter U and the word craft, you can easily control each aspect of your business logo, from font to shape to colors and more. Create a free UCraft account and download your logo to shape it to your social accounts for free. And Logo Maker, which is LogoMaker, you can select from a wide variety of shapes, text options, and colors to design the perfect logo in the right size and shape for your use across multiple platforms online. Now, if you're still stuck trying to visualize the right image for your business identity, these sites also provide insight and inspiration to ensure that your logo accomplishes your goals. Check out Canva blog contributor Rebecca Gross's guide to 50 eye-catching fonts, or browse those other five sites for inspiration recommended by Free Logo Design. It's important to keep your design original and stay true to your brand. While the abundant sources of inspiration available are great to get the creative juices flowing, your greatest inspiration should be your actual business. Choosing a logo that is both modern and a proper reflection of your unique business can be challenging, but it will prove fruitful in successfully communicating your business's identity. So there again are a couple of sites that you can use. The first, Free Logo Design, Canva, Graphic Springs, UCraft, and Logo Maker. So again, if you need a logo for your business, and again, it doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter where you are. With mobile, it's a lot of times what catches a person's eye is what's going to determine whether or not they stay on that page or just keep scrolling. So hopefully with those tips, maybe you can find a logo that will generate interest for people. And after you do, don't lock it in. Show it to some friends and get their opinion. Does it represent your business well? Well, there's a thing out there called Google Hire. And the question now is, can Google Hire help your small business find the best employees? This is a large topic of conversation on the web board amongst Crown Trophy owners. They're using Indeed, they're using Monster and things like that, but they're not finding quality candidates. The new G Suite tool is designed to streamline recruiting, interviewing, and hiring processes for small and medium-sized companies. Now, if you're hoping to build on its business offerings, Google recently launched Hire, a product designed to help small to mid-sized companies streamline their hiring processes. The software works in conjunction with Google's existing G Suite Office products, allowing companies to easily organize their list of job candidates, schedule interviews, and share feedback about applicants. The software generates background information on candidates by providing links to their LinkedIn account and other business profiles and searching the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office's database. Google Hire also helps businesses post their opening to job websites and optimize the listings in Google searches. The product will greatly assist companies, especially smaller ones, in finding and winning over quality candidates, said Molly Ironman, who's the president of Vivo Growth Partners, a talent and acquisition recruiting firm in Columbus, Ohio. She intends to use the platform to organize job searches for her companies. Hiring the right person for the job is critically important for any business, but small companies suffer more from bad hires. Ironman said, with a small team, every person has a significant impact, not only on the workload, but also on the culture of the team, she said. If someone is not pulling their weight, it can cause damage in a variety of ways, such as decreasing morale and negatively impacting customer service. And it's also expensive. The cost of a bad hire is at least 30% of the employee's first-year earnings, according to a study by the U.S. Department of Labor. So for small businesses that don't have a large hiring team or don't use outside resources, Google Hire can help them develop an organized approach to the job search, the interview process, and candidate selection, which is good for the company and the candidates. Ironman said, it's in everyone's best interest for companies to find some way to establish a structured process for hiring, she said. An organized approach is when companies have an organized approach to their hiring. Candidates appreciate it, said Gail Tolstoe-Miller, who's the CEO and chief staffing strategist of New York-based recruiting firm Consult Networks. They feel good about the process even if they don't get the job, she said. They feel like there's a method to the madness. Companies need to remember that candidates are also evaluating them. Unanswered emails, interviewers who aren't prepared, or a lack of communication about the process reflect poorly on the company, she said. And you want to have a method for interviewing the candidates. It's critically important that the hiring team clearly understands what skills and traits are needed for the job and can have a prescribed method to assess the candidate, said Tim Padgett, the founder and CEO of the Pepper Group, a marketing firm in Chicago. Without that foundation, it's easy for the process to go awry. Google Hire allows companies to create a rating scale that they can use during the interview process to evaluate would-be hires. The tool also has the capability to incorporate tests and other screenings into the process. And of course, you want to make an informed decision. Hiring teams make their best decisions when they have carefully reviewed the notes and evaluations generated from their interview and the candidate's resume and paperwork, the hiring experts say. A resource that collates all that data along with the job description like Google Hire will surely make things easier on the selection committee, they said. Anything companies can do to increase their efficiency and make a timely offer to their favorite candidate in the selection process is worth it. Anything, and again, to help you with your efficiency and make the right offer. The demand for talent is so high that when you find that awesome rock star, you don't want to lose because of an administrative thing. In sports, breaking news today, Joe Girardi is out as the New York Yankees manager. And in Major League Baseball, the World Series is underway. Last night, the Astros beat the Dodgers. It took 11 innings to do it, and they won by the score of 7-6. The series is now tied at one game apiece. In the NFL, this is week 8 of the regular season. The 6-1 Philadelphia Eagles will take on the 0-7 San Francisco 49ers on Sunday at 1 p.m. The 3-4 New York Jets will take on the 3-3 Atlanta Falcons. And the New York Giants cannot lose this week, as this is their bye week. Whew. The NBA season has begun, and I still don't care. And in college football, locally, 3-4 Rutgers travels to Ann Arbor, Michigan to play 5-2 Michigan. The AP Top 10 had a major shakeup last week, so this week only two teams move positions. In the Top 10, Alabama holds down the top spot, followed by Penn State, Georgia, TCU, and Wisconsin. The Ohio State University, Clemson, Miami of Florida, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma round out the top 10. In NASCAR news, it was New Jersey native Martin Truex Jr. who won last week's Hollywood Casino 400 in Kansas. He did so with a heavy heart as one of his crew members, Jim Watson, a team fabricator, died of a massive heart attack the night before the race at the track. As a result of that being an elimination race, Kyle Larson, Matt Kenseth, Jamie McMurray, and Casey Kane have now been eliminated from playoff contention. In other NASCAR news, it was announced yesterday that Darrell Bubba Wallace Jr. will drive for Richard Petty Motorsports for the 2018 season, replacing Eric Almirola. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice that I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better, and your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime will help.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
401ks to me are very important, and they're important because that's one of the great benefits to the middle class. I didn't want that to go too far. That's why I ended it very quickly.
President Trump talking tax reform with reporters before boarding Marine One, the House clearing the way for tax reform by passing a federal budget outline. Tax cuts are dominating the debate over the budget plan, which cleared the Senate. Tax reform, the top priority of President Trump and congressional Republicans. A former FBI informant is free to talk after a gag order was lifted in the uranium investigation connected to the Obama administration and the Clintons. The Justice Department is doing so to allow the former informant to give information to congressional investigators. The investigation involves an Obama-era deal that allowed a Russian-backed company to gain control over 20% of the U.S. uranium supply. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily